Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Which microphone are you on, Damien?
I'm on number, what would this be, number one?
No, you're on number three, and tell you what, you're coming in loud and clear.
Why am I on number three?
Oh, but you're always on number three.
All right. Yeah,
do you want to be on number two?
Strange numbering system.
Go across to number two. Go on.
Hello.
Well, you're on number two now.
All right. Very good. Do I sound better on number two?
I don't know, because I don't have my cans on. But anyway, this is the podcast of Jade, Straney, Damien and Michelle Laurie. Without Jade or Michelle Laurie, it's just the boys, as per usual.
You don't really have me either. I'm texting someone at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not really focused on this whatsoever.
I see that Jackie O was slammed by an American radio station.
Oh, for what?
Well, she was playing Candy Crush while she was on air.
Oh, that's bad form, though.
And of course, then the American radio station, they really had a go. They were like, what is this woman thinking? This bitch, there's 10,000 people out of jobs in radio in America.
Oh.
Radio's a job that you should really be into, and if you're not into it, you should get out.
I think she is really into it, though.
Oh, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. Did it get in the way of what she was doing?
Well, she actually said on air, I'm going to find out whoever keeps calling me from a private number. And the team then said, it's us. We're calling you from the private number because every time we see you jump on Candy Crush, we call you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was huge. It was massive.
Oh, jeez, if you're going to play anything, don't play Candy Crush.
No, of all games.
Jeez.
Jack, what are you doing, Dale? We love you.
That's so last year, isn't it?
Oh, Candy Crush is about 2008.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
Modernize it, for God's sake. Exactly.
Anyway, this is what happened in our show rather than somebody else's.
It's Convo Starter time.
Yes.
Convo Starter time.
All right, so we're going to have a conversation with Michelle Laurie right now.
I'm thinking that could be the theme tune for her segment.
Probably not.
We just got it live then. I think, can we just take that? Can we just rip that from the logger? This is just a bit, this is an on-air meeting, guys.
That is the theme tune right there and then.
Yeah, that is the theme tune there. I'm just using a little bit of industry lingo. Don't be afraid. What we're going to do there is rip that from the logger. And so I've just shared a little bit of industry backstage chat there.
Things behind the iron curtain.
That, in a way, is a convo starter. But I have a feeling you have another convo starter that's going to just get people chatting all day.
Hey, you've just shown people the strings a little bit there, babe.
Mm.
Wow, you're really coming along, Damien.
Oh,
because what I did then was I started the convo. And, you're really intermediate, because what I was saying yesterday was we've graduated from beginners and we're now into intermediate Illawarra. And Damien is displaying some mad skills because he's noticed that I started the convo by sharing a little bit of, special chat, some industry chat, and I've drawn you all into a conversation. But Damien's seen the strings there, and I love what you've done.
Yeah, thank you very
much. And now what we're doing, though, is we're pivoting. Do you remember yesterday we talked about pivoting?
Mm-hmm.
And we're pivoting back to some local chat. And that's another way to sort of draw people into our conversation. We're going to chat about the flooding that's happening around the neighbourhood.
Ah.
And, you know, in other neighbourhoods, we were chatting about, when they have had flooding up north and they've had crocodiles.
Yes.
Oh, that's
deadly
right,
crocodiles in people's backyards when it was flooding up in Queensland.
Yeah, crazy.
And even like sharks, they had, those bull sharks were kind of swimming around people's backyards around the Goldie.
Mm. Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
Forget about them.
Why?
Forget about the sharks. Just forget about it, Straney. Sharks and crocodiles.
Oh, they're just nothing.
They're nothing.
Oofed.
You want to know the deadliest animal in the entire world, and this is what we need to worry about in the Illawarra, and I'm not even joking, guys.
Okay. Go.
The deadliest animal in the entire world is the mosquito. The mosquito kills.
Not. It is.
I swear
I'd
to
say
God,
it is.
Mate, it kills more people around the world every year than any other animal. It kills between 700,000 and 1 million people in the world every year. Take that, crocodile. Good luck, mate.
Hey, kids, if you're on the way to school, listen to Auntie Michelle. You will be able to freak out your teacher today
at
school.
That's actually full
on. Miss, found out something from Miss Michelle today.
We're talking
mosquitoes.
Dengue fever, kids. Yellow fever.
Yes,
we're talking Japanese encephalitis. We're talking Zika virus, guys. We're talking, all the biggies. And I'm just saying, I mean, and also kids, relax. You know, now your kids are freaking out in the back. We're actually we're vaccinated okay. for most of those kids, so don't, you know. Mm. I'm just saying, though, that mosquitoes do kill more humans than, or more animals. They just kill. Mm.
By the way, they were roaming around when the dinosaurs were here.
That's right.
Gosh. All right.
Well, let's have that
Jurassic
done.
Park.
The dinosaurs gosh. Disappeared, but the mosquitoes stayed.
Exactly.
Damien, you are whizzing mm-hmm. through.
Thank you.
Gosh, mm-hmm. you are topping
thank
out intermediate, Bob.
Yep, see, thank you. Mate, you're all over oof. It. That is another conversation starter under our belt.
Wow.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, when it comes to birthday parties for the kids, do you get stressed about this? I get very stressed when my
why?
Kids' birthday parties are coming around. Because there's a lot of pressure on birthday parties. Nowadays, you know, the kids want things. You know, of course kids want things.
They do. I throw great birthday parties because I don't normally give them presents. Much in the way of presents, I just throw great birthday parties.
You just give them lots of love. That's what it's all about. They don't need presents when they're getting lots of love. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Presents CE over presents TS.
Well, so sure, but also I throw presents. Great birthday parties. So they get lots of presents anyway from the other kids. Like I invite all the kids in their class to make sure that every kid in the class at least gets to attend one birthday party a year. That's always been my rule since, you know, prep, kinder.
Nice.
And one year when they were really little, we had a magician who was awesome. And also I hired a coffee cart for the mums out the front because when they're real little, you know, the mums stay.
This is all very extravagant.
That's the best.
I'm loving all of that.
It was awesome.
That is awesome.
You've got to go all out for the next party and get a gelato bike.
Oh, you're a gelato bike.
Bloke comes bike. Down the street with his gelato bike. Hello, I'm here, Damien.
Hello, I got your gelatos.
I'm just saying, be practical.
What are you talking about this?
You just got to be practical, that's all.
You got to be okay.
That's practical, isn't it?
Well, it's Kiki's birthday this week, okay?
Now,
she's had a party at the weekend, so that's the prelude to her birthday. Her birthday is actually on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So she's had a party, and that all kind of went well. Now it's party number two is coming about, okay?
Ooh.
And party number two involves us also giving her a present.
Party number two is family?
Family party is number two, but it is the one where the present arrives, okay?
Yeah.
Whatever the present might be. But kids ask for random stuff.
Mm.
Now, Kiki recently did say to us that she was looking for a puppy. All right. So now and I foolishly turned around because we were all in the car together. And I said, well, what about we check into this pet shop up here and we'll see what sort of puppies they had. It was a stupid move. It was a rookie mistake, I know.
What the hell? Why didn't you put a bow on Billy? Here you go.
Billy's We've gorgeous. I know. You're all looking at me. It was foolish. I was in a weak spot as I was driving. The rain was
You've
coming down.
You've got a down. Puppy. What is Billy? Billy's like 14 or something years old.
Billy's
your dog.
Gorgeous.
Here you go, mate.
And
here you go.
We have no intention of getting another puppy right now, okay? It isn't happening. But foolishly, I've put it into her mind. And now she thinks Saturday's coming up and potentially there's a puppy coming her way. It's not.
Oh, no.
It's like it's not.
No.
We can't bring a puppy
You're
into the house.
A bad, bad person.
And I heard her talking to Nana in Ireland, my mother, and she was saying that she thinks she's getting a puppy.
Mm.
You have to give her a puppy now. I'm sorry, Judge Judy. Boom, I've ruled. You have to give her a puppy.
Yep.
You cannot
Judge Judy can't be telling someone to get a puppy. Puppies are expensive nowadays.
Mate, I've got two dogs and 10 cats. Who are you talking to? Boom. Judge Judy, I'm ruling again. Get out of my courtroom.
Get out of my courtroom. Send me one of your puppies.
You cannot take the child to a pet shop after she said, I really want a puppy for my birthday.
I didn't mean to. It was I was a moment of weakness. I was actually caught off guard. It was a stupid thing.
Mm.
But now, of course, the question is, how do you break it to the kids that there's just certain things that they can't have? You know,
you've got to do it, mate. You can't do it. But I do want to find out.
Of course, you can do it.
I want to find out.
We're breaking it to you, mate, that you're getting a puppy. That's what. Who's getting something broken?
Billy, our little moodle, his heart would be broken.
I want to go next level, Illawarra. Come along for the ride. What do your kids want? What do your kids want? That you know deep down.
They can't have.
They just can't have it.
Forget it.
Yeah. What do your kids want? And you know. Nah, you're not getting that.
Yeah, no.
You just don't let them know. So let us know. What do your kids want? And, you know, they're not getting it.
Naomi, all right, what do you think?
Well, my son requested for Christmas sticky feet so he could climb walls like Spider-Man.
Oh, I love that.
You know what?
That is so good.
To this very day, I still want them. All right, nothing. He will never get over that.
No. What a beautiful request, though. Beautiful. Good luck trying to find it, though, Mum.
Yeah, I mean, what about you, Michelle? Do you give your kids what they want?
I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's it.
you're
that. What?
That, Mum.
What, you want a samurai sword? All right.
You want an elephant in the backyard? All right, then. All right.
I feel like they don't really want anything that extravagant. And and when it comes to pets, I mean, nobody wants more pets than I do in our family. So yes. I give myself all the pets that I want. And, they pretty much can have everything they want. They've never wanted sticky feet like Spider-Man, so that's easy.
No, that's awesome. That's let's find out from Beck at Albion Park. What do your kids want? And you know that they're just not going to get it.
Well, my son's obsessed with the rubbish bins and he wants to sleep next to them.
Oh, outside?
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Next to the rubbish bins.
Well, he can't be doing that.
What if you said, like, at nighttime, possums might come and try and eat out of it, or even rats? Like, would that
raccoons.
Put him off?
Yeah.
No, he's almost two and he's like, bin, red bin, green bin, yellow bin. That's all he
Love
keeps
it.
Saying.
Wow.
Bin, he wants a bin.
That kid.
But he's too,
he doesn't
he's too
need
little,
that
so
as a present. He's going to work at Raimondis. He's going to work at the
He will.
Hey, I'm going to break. You know what we should do, Damo, Michelle? What we've got to do, right? So we've got to contact the guys at Raimondis, get a clean new bin. We'll make a cubby house for Beck's kid.
Yes.
Are we able to do that? Do we have that power?
Of course we can. Of course.
What do you think of that, Beck?
Raimondis are great friends of ours.
Absolutely love that. And now I won't be able to get him in his actual real bed then after that.
That's
Who
okay.
cares, man?
Yeah,
as long as he's
right.
quiet.
We'll cut out the bottom end of the bin and we'll stick like a little quilt or something in there. All right, we're doing
it. I don't care where they sleep. I don't care where they sleep as long as it's inside and not with me, mate.
Yep,
so.
Exactly. Beck, we're doing it. What's the little bloke's name?
Marcus.
All right, we're doing it for Marcus. You beauty. A bin bed is coming his way. We've got the latest in the Wave FM news feed. And, boy, we've got a lot of things on that topic. What your kids can't have.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's not the
train. All right, so we've got a fair bit to get through this morning, so stuff the intro. Ben Elton, the famous Ben Elton, is coming to Wollongong in
April. I like Ben
April.
Elton.
Yeah,
he's good.
Fantastic. He's going to be performing at the Wollongong Town Hall. No pressure here, Michelle or Damien. Who's your favourite comedian and why?
Ooh, over to you, Michelle.
Straight
off the bat.
My favourite comedian is Andy Saunders, who is a comedian from Taree, actually. Ooh. Actually, you know, Andy and Deb, they were on the block.
Oh, yes,
that's
of
where a lot
course.
Of
Very
Andy
funny
from.
Guy.
Oh, my God. To my mind, he is the funniest comedian in Australia and has been for years and years. But the reason he's not superstar famous is because he won't leave Taree and because he's got his beautiful family there. Mm. Their kids are there. He's never wanted to move them out of there and take them out of schools and
Good
change
on him.
His life. He's beautiful.
This is really awkward because I tell a joke every single day and
oh yeah it is
and
yeah.
You never said me.
Oh God, I'm so
anyway,
sorry.
Anyway. No, I was going to say you, Michelle, but now I'm not going to say anything, okay?
I assumed we had to leave each other out.
Now I can't go with this one anymore.
Let's
move on to the next topic. My heart's broken. It's broken, sorry. Guys. Broken.
I'm surprised that you, of all people, didn't say Billy Connolly.
I love Billy Connolly.
We sat back and we watched a good hour of Billy together and, oh, God, we almost weed.
I love Billy.
So we're going to Hot Cross Buns. Hot cross buns are everywhere at the moment. My family's been tucking into the chocolate hot cross buns.
Yes.
What's going on there? But
kids love them.
Traditional hot cross buns, fruit or no fruit?
Or no hot cross bun. I'm a no hot cross bun.
What?
What?
Bah, hot cross buns.
What?
What's
really?
Wrong with you?
I'm not into it. I love lolly stuff and I love my Tic Tacs and things like that. Mm. But, but when it comes to hot cross buns, nah.
You're a weirdo.
Take them and leave
Michelle,
them.
Michelle, how many do you reckon you could smash in one session?
Oh, look, only one. Maybe two, but I'd be pretty sick. But But I think the older you get, the more you appreciate the fruit in things.
Yes.
I think, you know, I think we're all on a journey from no fruit to a bar of fruit and nut chocolate in our fridge that we have two squares of at nighttime while we're watching a game show as elderly humans.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of, you know, on that continuum somewhere.
Michelle's definitely been at my place.
Yeah.
It is true. When you're kids, you never eat that sort of stuff. As you get a bit older, suddenly the dark chocolate starts arriving in the fridge.
Yeah.
Suddenly there's little packs of raisins. Yeah. You know, things like that. You go, I never ate them before.
Yeah. These are really good. That was the topic train for today. Only 29 past 7. We've only got two today. We'll save the third one for tomorrow. Still very topical and very controversial. So look out for tomorrow's topic train. I know.
Michelle and Damien's topic train is coming. Michelle and Damien's topic train. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, gosh. Thank God, everyone. I could just get out and do my hike again this morning. Oh,
did you do a hike this morning?
Well, I have to. You know, that's my thing as a Buddhist. Orlando Bloom and I, we have to earn our breakfast, as you know.
I've heard about this because Orlando Bloom, he's Buddhist. You're Buddhist as well. And, and he's revealed his morning routine. It's outrageous.
He sure has. I like to earn my breakfast, said Orlando in an interview in the Sunday Times, which popped up yesterday.
Do you not earn it by just sleeping?
But no. Okay. Well, actually, this isn't Buddhist. This is just Orlando, I've got to say. This is just Orlando. I'm pretty sure His Holiness the Dalai Lama does not follow this routine himself. Orlando says, I like to earn my breakfast, so I'll just have some green powders that I mix with brain octane oil. And again, I'm pretty sure His Holiness does not have brain octane oil in the pantry.
What is brain octane oil? I'd love to know what that is. Jeez.
No, but I do know that Orlando mixes it with collagen powder for my hair and nails.
Oh, yeah.
And again, not a big one with the monks.
The monks don't get into that. They're not doing that? Okay, all right.
Well, they don't have hair. And secondly,
that's right.
They're not really that vain about the condition of their nails.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, I could do with some of that. I want to get some collagen for my nails, maybe. Okay, what else is he doing? Because I'm liking some of these things.
Then he goes for his hike while he listens to some Nirvana or Stone Temple Pilots. This article is such a wank that everybody initially thought, well, it's a joke. He's clearly joking.
Yeah.
But he's not. By 9 a.m., it's breakfast, which is a bit of porridge. That's pretty down to earth. With hazelnut milk, of course, just to wank it up.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon. Vanilla paste and hazelnuts and goji berries.
Oh, come on.
Vanilla paste and goji berries. That's when you know you're a loser.
And this is another great
that's
bit.
That's the trifecta of idiocy.
And he gets his chef to make it all for him. Have you made my porridge with my goji blah blah?
Yeah. This is another great bit. He goes, well, I'm 90% plant-based. So I'll only eat a really good piece of red meat, like maybe once a month. Because I sometimes look at a cow and I think that's the most beautiful thing ever.
Hang on.
And then I have a shower and get dressed. So I'm assuming he doesn't look at the cow, think that's a beautiful thing, most beautiful, and then have a shower and get dressed. I think they're separate thoughts, I think. I think they're separate thoughts. I think the cow thought has impeded, just slipped into the
is he Buddhism,
have a shower and then I get dressed.
Or is he Hindu?
I think he's
Buddhist. He's definitely Buddhist.
Because the Hindus,
he says here,
the Hindus like the cow.
No, but I think he looks at the cow and goes, okay, I'm 90% plant, so the 10% where I'm going to eat meat, that particular good-looking cow is mine.
Right.
That's put me off.
Yeah.
That's put me off the meat today. Because later on he says, I am Buddhist. He says, without my Buddhist practice, I could easily have come off the rails.
Right.
And I can relate to that. Because, I mean, I'm still a loose goose. Imagine how loose I'd be without it.
I think it's a bit too late for poor old Orlando. I think he's just come off the rails in the crash.
Well, and he likes to row boats in the nude as well. I know that much.
Yeah.
Him and Katy Perry, he likes to just get out on the old rowing boat and get old wedding tackler out.
Another bit he says is after he has a shower and get dressed, he says, and I like to make an effort, no tracksuit bottoms.
Ah.
And then straight from that onto the next thought, I have a deal with Amazon where I work on projects exclusively for them and I spend all my time dreaming about roles for myself and others. And these are the three big ones for him. Myself, minorities, and women. I'm trying to be a voice for everyone. So, unfortunately, I think the two of you are out. It's him and it's me.
Yeah.
and then minorities.
So he's not picking a movie for you or I, Straney. We are out of luck here with Amazon. This is terrible.
Well, that's okay.
White guys, straight white guys, you are out of his mind. He does not think about you for 1 second of the day.
Wow.
But he's happy to think about a cow. This guy's
except
enough.
Himself. He's the only straight white guy he thinks about. There's him, he's it. There's me, women, and minorities and cows. That is it.
That's it.
And once a month he thinks about a steak.
Sick note.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.